What a difference a year makes. At this time in 2019, the Hawaii State Capitol was open to the public and people could visit their lawmakers or share oral testimony in person. They could also swing by the public access room on the fourth floor. You know, its mission is really to provide information, facilities, and services to help citizens participate in the state legislative process. The conversation's producer, Lillian Song, caught up with public access coordinator Virginia Beck, who reflected on the changes during COVID.
And this year, it's a little bit different. Right now, we're faced with uncertainty. We have not been told whether or not the building will be open to the public when we start up session on January 20th. You know, so that brings up a lot of uncertainty as to how testimony is going to be handled. When we're talking about testimony, we're talking about the bills and resolutions that get introduced by the senators and representatives. And the bills, if they're successful in going through the legislative process, will become acts of law. And those bills on their journey have to go through particular committees that they get assigned. And in those committees, they will have hearings to hear from the public as to whether or not these are good ideas. And that's when you can offer testimony. In the pre-COVID days, you could come down to the Capitol and wait in the hearing room and offer your live in-person 2 cents as to whether or not the bill was a good idea. And now with COVID, they will obviously continue to accept written testimony using the web form on the website. But as far as oral testimony, we'll have to wait and see whether they allow remote oral testimony or remote video testimony. In some of the Senate special sessions we had over the interim, they provided a way for citizens to participate via Zoom and offer testimony remotely. So that's what we're waiting to hear about. I don't believe the decision's been made how things are going to proceed this session.
It's a good reminder that if people have anything that they want to identify or talk about, they should bring it up to their lawmakers sooner rather than later.
Yes. Now in the pre-session time, it's a great time to get in touch. You know, it's happy holidays and all of that, but to get in touch with other stakeholders for the issues that you're interested in, to talk about what they think is coming up in the session, what they're going to be focused on, how you can help one another as things move forward. Now would be the time to talk with legislators if they have an idea for a law that needs to be changed or a new law that they would like to see implemented. Now would be the time to reach out to the legislators so that they have time to actually draft a bill and get it ready to be introduced the first week of session.
With COVID shutting down in person, how has it been for the public to reach their lawmakers?
Well, I think phone and email have been important. I think different legislators have set up different ways of communicating with their constituents. Some are very familiar with Zoom and doing meetings that way. Others may not take to it as quickly. So I think it's really been a challenge in terms of being able to, you know, in pre-COVID days, you could come and drop into an office and even if you weren't speaking with the legislator, perhaps talk with the office manager, let them know what your issue is, and perhaps get something on the calendar as far as a meeting or a phone call. And I think it's just a little bit more difficult now with having the building shut down.
Hmm. So that means nobody has been able to come to public access room either. With the computer access, people could come to you with questions. COVID has really changed the way things are done, and a lot of the work has now migrated to the online platform.
That's right. And so we're still answering the phones and answering the emails. But, yeah, we don't have any walk-in traffic these days, so we really miss that.
But Public Access Room has also pivoted to Zoom workshops. Can you talk about that?
Sure. So our primary workshop that we like to start with is the Your Voice overview, which it takes 45 minutes to an hour and talks about the legislative process and how you can add your voice at different stages of the process. And it's it also covers how to use the legislature's website and find information and set yourself up for tracking and participating on different bills. Then we also we can do other workshops depending on what the group is interested in. And sometimes a group will call or email and say, we already know about the legislative process, but what we need is, you know, more intensive about tracking bills and how to keep track. And so we can change the workshop to accommodate them. And then the other thing I just want to mention is that we do have, because we do miss the public, we do have a coffee hour that we set up for Fridays at 3 o'clock for people who want to participate on Zoom. So we've had a few people come and ask questions there and that kind of thing. But hopefully we'll be doing a bit more of that kind of reaching out, especially if the building stays closed.
And there is a range of different comfort levels out there. Getting familiar with the website is one thing, but what if there are people listening who never go online?
People who never go online should give us a call at the Public Access Room, 587-0478, and we will be happy to be their conduit to all of the resources that are on the website. And we do actually help a few people like that who just are not comfortable with using the website, and we can help to get the information that they need and figure out how they can participate.
A very different year for us going into 2021.
It is.
Do you have like a feeling for what issues are top of mind for lawmakers?
Well, I think the budget is going to be overwhelmingly top of mind. And I know there were issues that were brought forward last year that because of the COVID crisis, discussion got cut off. And I don't know if those same issues will come back this year. I just honestly don't know how broad of a scope the session is going to have. You know, it's right now it just seems like COVID seems to affect so many different things. So we'll have to wait and see. And every session is a little bit different, and I have not been successful at figuring out what the hot button topics are for the coming session. So there's always something that surprises me. So we need the public to participate in order to have good laws come out of this building. The legislature can't do it alone. They really need people to participate and share their views of what would work, what wouldn't work. And I guess the other thing would be to please get in touch with the Public Access Room, and we'll be happy to help you figure out where your issue is in the pipeline and how to get involved.
That was Public Access Coordinator Virginia Beck talking with our producer Lillian Song. I should mention that the governor is holding a news conference about the budget later today. We'll post contact information and links on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.